Welcome to another episode of Zotech Answers. I'm Jennifer Fox, Director of Compliance and Advocacy Communications here at Zotech Partners. And today I'm joined by someone who is right in the trenches of advocacy with me every day, Megan Applegarth, our Manager of Client Advocacy and Government Affairs.
Hi, Jen. I'm excited to be here today. It's definitely been a busy year for the advocacy team, and we're really looking forward to giving everyone a behind-the-scenes look into what we've been working on.
Same here. Today's episode is a bit of a mid-year check-in. It's a chance for us to reflect, reset, and re-engage. We're halfway through 2025 and a lot has happened, so we thought this would be the perfect moment to answer the question, what has the advocacy team been up to so far in 2025? But before we jump in, let's introduce ourselves. I've been with Zotech for 14 years, and for the past seven, I've supported our advocacy efforts alongside of Mark Eisenberg, Executive Vice President of Healthcare Advocacy, and Ed Gaines, our Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and Industry Liaison.
And I've been at Zotech for 2 years now, with the last year and a half focused on advocacy. And as you mentioned, Jen, we work alongside Mark and Ed to strive to protect the business of healthcare and promote the voices of physicians nationwide.
Mark brings an incredible wealth of political and legislative experience to the table. He's worked across multiple areas of Zotech before helping to pioneer our formal advocacy efforts. And Ed is an incredible resource. He's a founding member of EDPMA, the Emergency Department Practice Management Association, and brings decades of knowledge in healthcare law and emergency medicine. And it is a privilege to work alongside both of them.
Yes, it is for sure.
So let's get into what's been happening in 2025 between a new administration, a new Congress, and some very intense state legislative sessions. It has been a very active 6 months.
Yes, it has been, which is exactly why we wanted to pause. We want to show you all what's been going on and, more importantly, how you can get involved. Because here's the reality. The challenges physicians are facing right now, from reimbursement issues to physician shortages, affect everyone. And there are bipartisan solutions out there that have the capability to protect the future of healthcare for everyone, but that's only going to happen if everyone works together.
That's right. So let's start with Medicare reimbursement. For the fifth year in a row, Medicare physician payments have been cut. And since 2001, Medicare physician reimbursement has dropped by 33% when adjusted for inflation. And physicians are the only group in healthcare without an inflation-based adjustment.
And that's part of what's fueling the physician shortage that we keep hearing about. By 2036, so in 11 years, we're expecting to be short 86,000 physicians. And this comes at a time when the U.S. population is aging and more physicians are retiring. That means fewer physicians, more patients, and less access to care for everyone.
That's why we're pushing for longer-term reforms through the Medicare Patient Access and Practice Stabilization Act of 2025, also known as H.R. 879, and its companion bill is Senate Bill 1640. This was introduced by two physicians in Congress, Representative Greg Murphy, a urologist from North Carolina, and Senator Roger Marshall, a former OBGYN from Kansas. This bill pushes for longer-term inflation-adjusted payment reform and has strong bipartisan support in Congress.
Just last week, President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law. It's packed with a wide range of provisions, including a 2.5% increase in Medicare physician payments for 2026.
That is a start, but it's also why we still need longer-term reforms from H.R. 879 and Senate Bill 1640. The 2.5% bump only lasts a year, and it doesn't include inflationary adjustments, so it's not enough to address the long-term gap. But if you want to help move these bills forward, you can take action now. Just text ZPFIX, ZPFIX, to 50457. Or you can head over to our Get Involved page at zotechpartners.com, click on Company, then on Advocacy, and get involved. It takes just 10 seconds. And it really does make a difference.
It certainly does. We're also tracking legislation around breast cancer screening coverage, specifically the Find It Early Act, or Senate Bill 1410. It was originally introduced in 2023 by Representative Rosa DeLauro and introduced this year by Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. This is its third year in Congress, and it's continuing to gain bipartisan support. And this time, we really need to get it over the finish line.
Some states are stepping up with their own coverage laws, but a federal law would make things simpler and more consistent for everyone, patients, physicians, and insurers. If you're wondering how to help, you can text ZP FIND, that's ZPFIND, to 50457, or you can again head over to our Get Involved page where we've made it fast, clear, and easy for you to take action. So let's talk about staying connected. One huge resource, this podcast. So far in 2025, we've released 14 Zotec Answers podcast episodes on everything from the No Surprises Act, the IDR process, reimbursement cuts, and new data from the RAND Corporation study, which Zotec and EDPMA contributed to.
And we've had some fantastic guests join Mark and Ed on this podcast, and their insights have really been invaluable. If you haven't checked out any other episodes yet, you can view our full library at zotech-answers.simplecast.com.
And if you head over to our A to Z Pack blog, we're sharing bi-weekly content on everything from AI's role in healthcare to key legislative updates.
And speaking of AI, our team is actually leveraging it behind the scenes to make our advocacy efforts smarter and faster, from tracking bills to breaking down their impact. We found it to really be valuable.
So if you're wondering, where do I start? Well, we've made it easy. You can just head over to our Get Involved page and our resources page, and there you will find our calls to action, our blog posts, our quarterly legislative reports, our advocacy toolkits. We have a general one and also one specific for breast cancer awareness, and of course, a full podcast library.
These are all free, actionable tools that are designed for busy professionals. We break down complex issues into quick, digestible insights so you can stay informed and make an impact in just minutes or sometimes even just seconds.
So, what is the next step? What's one thing our listeners should do today, Megan?
Well, it's super easy. It's just one text. You can text Zotec, Zotec, to 50457. That's it. One text, and you're connected to opportunities to take meaningful, fast, and effective action.
And we're here for you. Advocacy doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens when voices come together and your voice matters. So, before we go, one key trend we've seen this year, state-level legislative activity is exploding, and it's moving faster than federal action, and engaging with your representatives at the state level is more important than ever.
Yeah, it certainly is, because if you're not at the table, you're on the table. And something to remember is that many local lawmakers move on to the state level and sometimes even eventually the federal levels. Building those relationships now can really pay dividends later. And if you're not sure where to start, our healthcare advocacy toolkit is a really great option. It makes it super easy. It walks you through how to connect with lawmakers, and it provides you with some key talking points for those conversations. And of course, if you want more help, we're always here for you. And just remember, less than 3% of Congress has a healthcare background, yet they're making healthcare decisions daily. Congress needs to hear from you because you're the experts. And yes, we do know that congressional offices do track these messages. We've seen it work, and we've heard directly from the folks in DC that when messages flood in, staffers take notice and they flag it for their members. So this is really how change starts.
So don't wait. Be the squeaky wheel. Be the reason something changes because this is about you. We've done the heavy lifting, but now it's your turn to be heard. Thanks for tuning in to this mid-year check-in with the advocacy team. We hope you'll take the time to explore our resources, get involved, and of course, subscribe to Zotec Answers so you never miss an episode. Do you have a question or a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes? We'd love to hear from you. Just send us an email to zotechanswers@zotechpartners.com. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Thanks for listening. And until next time, this is Jennifer Fox
And Megan Applegarth.
for Zotech Answers.